being a greedy girl. I always am, but even more so than usual lately. There's just something about the summertime that sends me into overdrive. I get cock-drunk, insatiable, spending all of my free time either getting laid or masturbating thinking about getting laid. I just can't help myself. It's the same every year. I end up wet and horny, on the lookout for the next guy whose face I'm gonna sit on, whose balls I'm gonna drain. This afternoon, it was the most recent of them. Brad, at his place, while his wife was out with their daughters, taking them for a play date with their friends at the park. I needed it, though. We've only been fucking for a couple of weeks, whenever he's had an opportunity. The sex is still at that insanely hot phase, where we just can't get enough of each other. We'll do it 3-4 times in a row before I send him back home to wifey and the kids still covered in my cum. We met at the local swimming pool a few months ago now, right at the start of the summer. I always end up spending more time there when the weather gets hotter, skipping a morning run or session at the gym in favor of doing a few extra lengths instead. Plus, it's a great place to meet guys with their families. I've been trying to go 3-4 times a week, and I always spend an hour or so swimming on Saturday mornings, before meeting my friend Liza's husband for a little mid-morning workout of our own while she's at yoga class. Meeting her for coffee afterwards, with her husband's cum still soaking into my panties. I noticed Brad and his family were there at the same time as me on Saturdays. Regular as clockwork. It was part of their routine, too. He's a younger dad. Early 30s. Clean-shaven. Average body. Shaggy brown hair. And so fucking cute, watching over his daughters and swimming in his glasses. The girls are adorable, too. Twins, Lena and Maya, 5 or 6 years old, always wearing their inflatable armbands or holding a floaty while they swim lengths along the shallow side of the pool. His wife, Nina, is an absolute knockout. She could almost be a model. She has some Southeast Asian heritage from her mother. I think she said Cambodian or Vietnamese. She's 5'8" or 5'9". Gorgeous face. And an amazing body under her usual classic one-piece swimsuit. Cute little tits. Hourglass hips. And a nice perky round ass. The kind of woman that any man would start fantasizing about the instant he laid eyes on her. Plenty of other women, too. And yet, her hubby's eyes were prone to wandering. By the second week, I'd noticed him checking me out whenever I swam past or got in and out of the pool, staring at my ass as I climbed up the steps, and at my tits bouncing and my nipples poking through the material as I walked along the side of the pool or past him on my way to the change room at the end of each session. I caught him at it more than once, flashing him a smile and a knowing grin, smirking and letting him know that I knew that he was looking and that I didn't mind in the slightest. The first time that we spoke was in passing. He was at the side of the pool, keeping pace with and encouraging one of his daughters as she practiced her backstroke. His wife not far behind, encouraging the other daughter likewise. I guess he'd noticed me flirting with the college kid who used to work as a lifeguard on Saturday mornings. Cock-teasing him and enjoying the way that his bulge would flex and eyes pop out of his head whenever I would lean forward or cross my arms under my chest while I was having a little chat with him, transfixed by my boobs the entire time, and by my ass when I would walk away. Brad was grinning at me as we approached one another, raising his eyebrows slyly and nodding in the direction of the lifeguard's chair, joking that the kid looked like he was trying to burn a hole in the back of my swimsuit and might end up taking someone's eye out or tripping them over if I kept teasing him like that. I grinned back, chuckling, asking him if he was jealous, and saying that, "I know, but it's just too much fun to mess with him a little," joking that I'd be happy to start teasing him instead, if he was that concerned about potential tripping hazards, flashing him a cheeky smile, winking and dropping my gaze meaningfully to the front of his shorts as we passed, the outline of his penis visible where the wet material was still clinging to him. When I looked over my shoulder after a few steps, I caught them both staring at my ass, the lifeguard and the cute dad. After that, we'd say hi and exchange a flirty comment or two most weeks, and I caught him staring at me more often, even from across the pool, right under his wife's nose. I got friendly with her, too, after one of their daughters had announced to the entire changing room how pretty I was one week, while I was toweling off and getting changed next to her mom. She said that she could see my bum cheeks in my underwear, and that my boobs were bigger than her mom's, and that she really liked the tattoo on my shoulder, and could I please ask her mommy to let her get one, because she'd been asking her for a really, really, really long time now, and she kept saying no. I wasn't the only one grinning when she'd finished. It was cute, though. Nina apologized to me, smiling and rolling her eyes in that, "you see what I have to put up with?" kind of way. But I just laughed it off and thanked the girl, telling her that I thought she and her sister were very pretty too, and that they take after their mom in that regard, and that maybe, if she's very good, she can get a tattoo when she's older, and that I had to wait until I was 26 before my mom would let me have one. I ended up walking out with the three of them, talking with Nina, and finally getting to introduce myself to Brad when he spotted the four of us leaving the change room together, heading over to join him at his usual spot, where he sat waiting for them by the vending machines. Nina and I finished our conversation while he took charge of the girls, buying them both a drink and joking around with them, checking me out surreptitiously out of the corner of his eye. I made a point of catching up with them each week after that, in the pool and afterwards, and I was always able to get at least 10 or 15 minutes alone with him outside while he sat waiting for the girls. It gave me an opportunity to chat and tease and flirt with him, feeling him out and learning more about him and Nina, that they'd married young, had kids, and then found themselves in a dead bedroom situation, that it was obvious that he loved her, but that he was also pent up and frustrated and in desperate need of a release. The classic story. My favorite. of a doting husband and father whose sexual needs aren't being met by his wife and who's just so ripe for a little persuasion by some needy little slut who just happens to stumble into his life and convince him to let her do his wife's job for her. I always did my best to leave him worked up by the time that Nina and the girls would join us and I would say goodbye, flirting with him playfully, getting him used to my touch and giving him plenty of signals, touching his hand or his knee whenever he made me laugh or I'd share a funny story, patting his arm or his chest whenever the conversation turned a little spicy or I scandalized him with something, and leaning into his personal space to dust off his jacket or pick an imaginary hair off the front of his shirt every once in a while. Just familiar, intimate little things like that, priming him for even more contact and making him think about it. I started to show more skin, too, in the pool and out, watching him almost have to pick up his jaw off the floor when he saw me in my favorite lucky blue halter neck and thong bikini, trying and failing to keep his eyes on my face and act natural while I was talking to him and Nina in the pool. My tits showcased to perfection and bobbing around right there above the waterline for him to appreciate. I even added a little extra sway to my hips when I climbed out of the pool in front of him so that he could get a real good look at my ass on the way back to the changing rooms. He was still checking me out when I walked over to join him outside afterwards, his eyes running up my bare legs and over my jean shorts before settling on my chest, straining at the buttons of the blue and white checkered shirt that I was wearing, my nipples just barely discernible through the material. My bra, of course, shoved into my bag with my towel and bikini. I grinned at him when he noticed that I'd stopped talking and was just sitting there watching him, eyebrows raised and smirking, teasing him about it, saying that I take it that he likes this outfit too, since he was almost as distracted by it as he was my bikini. And he at least had the decency to look embarrassed after being so obvious. I told him that I was glad I could attract the attention of a man like him, especially when he's married to such a hottie. And I thanked him for making me feel sexy too, prompting him to volunteer that I always look sexy. I held his gaze and smiled as I thanked him for the compliment, changing the subject and making sure to rest my hand on his knee familiarly for just a moment too long in front of his wife when she finally joined us with the girls and I said my goodbyes, spotting that fleeting, jealous, what the fuck expression on her face and knowing that she'd be asking him about me later. What had we been talking about? What did he think of me? Why hadn't he been able to take his eyes off of me in that bikini? And that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted her to keep me on his mind after I'd left. I wanted him thinking about how hot I'd looked, how badly he wanted me, and about all of the dirty, nasty things that he'd been imagining doing with me. We finally hooked up a couple of weeks ago. By then, he was practically fucking me with his eyes whenever he saw me, and there was a definite edge to Nina's usual friendly demeanor. She was cooler towards me, watching over him more, almost possessively. I could tell that I was getting to her while I chatted with them, flaunting myself around him and feigning ignorance of her discomfort, just carrying on as usual, making sure to let her see me touch him again when we said goodbye. It was all too perfect. I ended up calling his work number that same afternoon. I knew that he ran his own plumbing and bathroom fitting business and wasn't hard to find him on Google. I left a message, asking him to call me back so that we could arrange a quote for a new ensuite at my place. He didn't recognize my voice, and I pretended not to know that it was him, agreeing that he should drop by on Tuesday at around lunchtime so that he could take a look at what needed to be done and get back to me with the quote. I could hardly wait to get him to myself, picturing all of the different ways that I could seduce him, what we could get up to, and planning my outfit in advance. This super cute floral print miniskirt, flowy, mid-thigh, with bright pink and orange roses and green leaves scattered all over the lightweight white material. It never fails to grab a guy's attention. I paired it with a tight, black scoop-neck t-shirt with a black, lacy push-up bra underneath to draw his eyes and emphasize my breasts, a matching thong, pair of strappy, apricot-colored open-toe heels, and a thick, black, leather waist belt accented with a large rectangular chrome push buckle completed the ensemble. My makeup light and natural, with smoky eyes for that come-fuck-me look. He never stood a chance. I matched his surprise when I answered the door, his eyes widening when he saw me standing there, the lust evident in them as he stepped inside, commenting on the chances of us meeting like that, before adding that I looked amazing as I closed the door behind him and turned around, backlit by the light from the entry windows. I beamed at him, agreeing that it's a small world, and saying that I was glad to see him again so soon, especially if he was going to keep paying me compliments like that. I told him, untruthfully, that he was actually the third tradesman that I'd contacted for a quote, and that I hadn't realized that it was him when we'd spoken on Saturday. I said that I was glad it was, though. Mischief and promise sparkling in my eyes, as I laid my hand on his chest ever so lightly and finished the thought that he was by far the most handsome of the three. I asked him if he wanted a cup of coffee before taking a look at the bathroom or if he'd prefer to get straight to it. I saw him weigh his options for a moment. He'd told me over the phone that he'd be fitting me into his lunch break, so I knew that he probably shouldn't. And, of course, he wound up making the more professional, boring decision. No matter, though, I'd planned for that eventuality as well. I led him along the hallway to my bedroom, catching him staring at the backs of my legs in the reflection in the dressing room mirror as we passed it, and trying to sneak glances down the front of my top while we were standing in the ensuite going over what I had in mind for it. I really was going to replace it. I'd been meaning to ever since I'd moved in, and getting him to do the work would give us the perfect excuse to spend more time together. He took measurements and asked a few more questions about what I was looking for, even pointing out an issue with the existing shower that he said he could fix before he left. We chatted while he worked on it, me standing by the sink and leaning back casually against the countertop, poised there deliberately, my legs crossed and glistening while he was crouched in the shower, glancing over at me as we talked. Me asking if he'd had a busy day, how his week was going and how the girls were doing. Just making small talk and studying him while he worked. And smiling at him coyly when he caught me checking out his butt in his work pants. Making him chuckle and say, "Yes, ma'am," when I told him to get back to work and let me enjoy the view after the third or fourth time. That it was only fair that I get to check him out too, after the number of times that I'd caught him staring at me in the pool. And continuing the conversation, completely unfazed, I thanked him when he finished, moving out of his way so that he could wash his hands. He told me that it'd be a couple of weeks before he could start working on the remodel if I chose him, and that he would get back to me with a quote before Friday. I teased that I would chase him up for it Saturday if he forgot, and said that 2 weeks wasn't a problem, there wasn't a rush to get the work done, and that I really appreciated him coming over to take a look. I took a step closer, handing him a towel, smiling and asking how much I owed him for seeing to my pipes, then chuckling and asking him if that ever gets old. He grinned back, telling me to forget about it, drying his hands and setting the towel back down on the counter behind him. I took another step, still smiling, saying that I just wouldn't feel right not giving him something for the work that he'd done, and suggesting sultrily that maybe I could offer him something else instead, something other than money. I reached for his hand, the two of us only inches apart now. Quid pro quo, I suggested, my eyes sparkling seductively as my fingers closed around his wrists and guided his hand behind me. Services rendered in exchange for services provided, I finished, laying his hand on my ass and pressing myself against him, my breasts squished up against his chest, my thigh between his legs, rubbing against his crotch. I felt his cock respond immediately. He'd been half hard for me from the moment I opened the front door. He was throbbing and pulsing against me as I slid my hands up over his chest and around behind his head. "Since you've done something for me, I think it's only fair that I should do something for you now. Wouldn't you agree?" I breathed, a devilish glint in my eyes as I pulled his head down and pressed my lips to his, grinding myself against him and feeling his hand tighten on my ass, squeezing my ass cheeks as we made out, his other hand finding my breast through my top, enjoying the feel of my body and my curves. He growled wolfishly as we broke the kiss, both of us excited and breathing hard, both of his hands squeezing my ass now, keeping me pulled tight against him and kneading my cheeks, my skirt bunched up in his grip. He told me that he might be open to working something out with me, playing along and wondering exactly what I had in mind, adding that it would need to be pretty special, since he'd given me the friends and family raids. I just beamed at him, telling him that I should probably get to work then, shouldn't I? backing him up against the counter as he pulled me along with him, easing his hands off my ass with a grin, and sinking to my knees in front of him, reaching up to unzip his fly, snaking a hand into his pants to pull out his cock, telling him that I'd been waiting for weeks to do this, stroking him and planting kisses along the side of his shaft, licking the head and getting him absolutely rock hard before grinning up at him and wrapping my lips around him, swallowing half his length in one go, swirling my tongue around him as I descended, sucking on him hard as I pulled back, my cheeks hollow, my lips tight, my hand working in concert with my mouth, sucking him deeper and deeper until it was just my forefinger and thumb wrapped around the base of his shaft, the head of his cock buried in my throat, my lipstick slathered all over him, and a single black tear trickling down my cheek. I held him there, staring up at him, wide-eyed and submissive, until I absolutely had to suck my way back up along his length and take a breath, spitting on him and stroking him hard, taking a moment to suck on his balls before inhaling his length again and starting to deep-throat him in earnest, sucking up and down and up and down and up and down, my eyes locked on his face, his head thrown back, his mouth open, moaning in ecstasy while I blew him, one hand tangled in my hair, the other holding onto the edge of the countertop, gripping it for dear life, his hips bucking in time with my motions, fucking my face, making sure that I was taking every last inch of his cock down my throat. He reached down to play with my breasts, slipping his hand into my top and under my bra, squeezing them, moving back and forth between them, tweaking my nipples and pinching them lightly, his other hand still tangled in my hair, encouraging me to suck him faster, to choke on him, to gag on him. I undid my belt and pulled off my top, tossing both aside, taking my mouth off his cock, only long enough to ask him if he wanted to fuck my tits, continuing to blow him while I unhooked my bra and tossed that aside too. I spat down on my breasts and pressed them together, wrapping them around his cock and encouraging him to titty fuck me, asking him if he'd fantasized about doing this with me, getting even more turned on when he admitted that he had, then asking him if he'd ever done this with his wife, and soliciting a no in reply, telling him that's too bad, because I love getting titty fucked, and spitting on the head of his cock as it poked up through my cleavage again. Oh, he fucked me like that until I couldn't take it anymore, until I sucked him back into my mouth to have another taste, and then stood up and led him to my bedroom by his cock. I tore off his shirt, unbuckling him frantically, and divested him of his shoes and pants, ripping his boxers down before pushing him back onto the bed. I bent over to peel my panties off, throwing them in his face as I climbed on top of him, moving to straddle his cock and lining us up, sinking down on him with a deep, drawn-out fuck. I was still wearing my heels. My skirt was scrunched up around my waist as I began to ride. I fucked him hard and fast, coming all over his cock in near record time. I was so worked up after all those weeks of teasing and fantasizing, all of the excitement of getting him over to my place that day, that the orgasms came quickly and easily. It seemed like I was coming every couple of minutes or so. I was even surprised at how easily he was getting me off, his feet planted in the bed, taking over from me while I just moaned loud enough for my neighbors to hear, bucking his hips and fucking himself up into me, his hands on my ass, my cheeks clapping, my tits bouncing, and his cock unrelenting, just fucking me through each orgasm, bringing me to another and another. Oh, he rolled me onto my back after the fourth or fifth, lifting my legs over his shoulders, bending me in two and starting to pound into me, knocking the air from my lungs as he tried to fuck me through the mattress, his eyes locked onto my breasts as they bounced back and forth, his hands planted in the mattress, mine gripping at his arms as I watched him, searching and straining. I could tell he was getting close. I could see it on his face and feel it in his movements, his rhythm changing so that he could fuck me harder, fuck me deeper, with even more intensity. I repositioned myself beneath him, wrapping my legs around his waist, looking up at him as I told him that it was okay, he could come inside me, that I wanted him to, practically begging him to. And that was it for him. He only managed maybe another 7 or 8 deep thrusting strokes before he exploded inside me, grunting in my ear, moaning, burying his cock balls deep in time with each shot of his cum painting the walls of my pussy. He came hard, and I loved every second of it. Oh, we lay there, entwined, catching our breath afterwards, kissing and laughing, giddy in the afterglow. He rolled us over, me laying on top of him as he softened and slipped out of me, stroking my back as his cum flowed out of me, making out some more in between pillow talk. I convinced him to fuck me again before he had to leave, sucking his cock while he called another client to tell her that he'd been delayed picking up parts and that he'd be with her in 30 minutes. 40 minutes, he corrected, when I bit him playfully and mimed, longer, in response. We finished up with him pulling out and coming all over my face and chest, me licking it up and sucking him clean afterwards, laughing when his cock got too sensitive and he almost fell over from the overstimulation. We took a quick shower together before he went back to work, agreeing that Nina shouldn't know anything about this, not even that I'm a client. It would be our little secret. The less she knows, the better. I wore my blue bikini again that weekend, and I was extra friendly to her that day, suggesting that we should get some coffee sometime before sneaking off after Brad to suck his cock in the men's restroom. I may have to introduce her to Liza, since the two of them have so much in common. Besides the fact that I'm fucking both of their husbands, I mean. I was actually getting brunch with Liza today when I texted Brad from the cafe, asking if he was busy this afternoon, and sent him a video from under the table after he said that he had to take the girls to the park. A video of my hand between my legs, playing with my pussy while Liza was still waiting in line, my fingers wet and slick with my juices, sliding them in and out of my tight little hole before I tasted myself from them and told him, "That's too bad," because I'd been hoping that he would want to have a taste too. I was still smiling at his reply when she joined me. That's how I wound up in his bed today, coming all over his cock, in his wife's spot, my face buried in their sheets, my hands clutching at their headboard, my ass covered in his handprints, and her side of the bed left wet with our cum and our sweat, my hair on their pillows, my perfume on the sheets, and my pussy dripping with her husband's cum. He loved it, and so did I. I just know we're gonna have so much fun next week. I can't wait to see what kind of deal I can get out of him this time. He still hasn't gotten to sample my ass yet. And I've been feeling extra generous lately. I only wonder what Nina will think when he tells her he's gonna have to work late all week. Maybe I'll have to ask her about it next Saturday. If I have any energy left by then, that is.